Hello.
Hi, Tammy, it's B. How are you?
I'm here. I was just looking at what you sent me.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, I have Alex on the phone with me, and I wanted to follow up with you because last time Alex spoke to you, she came back and just told me that you guys really need more money to find a new property, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've spent the last few days really crunching some numbers. I also went ahead and looked around at some properties. I kind of widened our scope a little bit. You'll see that there's properties priced there from 65 up to, I think the highest price was 83.
No,
I'm
try
not.
again. The one I just got done looking at is 86.
Okay, so maybe the 86 is the cap that I just sent you.
Yeah, that's Gretna.
Which one was that you were looking at?
Gretna.
Gretna. Yeah, okay. Oh, that one's the 83. It's 83,600.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a, I got the numbers backwards.
No worries at all. So, I think that was kind of the most expensive property. I feel that there's a few good ones on there that give you the space and privacy that you want. I wanted to call and just talk to you about it a little bit because, I do believe that we can give you a little bit more money. I know that moving into a new property that's a little bit smaller and a little bit easier for you to get around in is very important to you, right?
Oh yeah, especially since I've had my hip done.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Tammy, really what I want to do from here is I'd like for you to just look through some of those properties. Of course, if you have any that have come up on your radar, I'd love to look over them together. The best place for us to be is really going to be at that like 70,000 price range. But I went ahead and sent you some that were over that just because we're always willing to price negotiate on those properties with you. And we can definitely help get a better price for some of these homes, just like we've tried before. Now, when it comes down to it, when you find one that you like, I'd really love if you just called me again and we look at those numbers and see if we can give you what you need to buy a new property and get moved in there, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And if we can make that work, then, we're looking at, potentially you could be moving in a month.
Well, that'd be fine with me. I just got to get my old man in gear.
Okay. I hear you, girl. I hear you. Other than that,
It
are you
comes
healing
down
up
to it,
okay?
he says, whatever makes me happy, so.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
Well, like I told him, we can do it that way, or we can sell the house, split the money, you go your way, I'll go mine. And I'll go rent.
Well, there you
So.
go. That's always one way.
Yeah, he don't want to try to do this thing together no more. Hell, we'll be together 19 years next month.
Wow. Quite some time.
A lot of
Are
years, huh?
you healing up okay? How's your hip?
It seems to be doing all right.
Okay.
I haven't been to therapy this week. I've been out of that all week. I've been having problems with my blood pressure, and they've done took blood work. They done took urine. Everything looks good. Well, then you tell me why my blood pressure's playing like a yo-yo. On Monday it's low. On today it was high. I mean, when it drops that low, it did that when I was in therapy one day, and I done good to make it home without passing out.
Oh, wow.
And then when it gets up like it did today, it's the same ordeal. Either way, I could fall out. They need
Right.
to get it at a where it should stay and where it has been for a long time until after I had the surgery. And
Yeah.
now it's just going, it don't know what it wants to do. And my doctors better figure something out because this is getting on my nerves.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, I'm trying to keep an eye on it. If I go anywhere, leave the house, do anything. If I go anywhere, I try to make my husband go with me or call my daughter. because I'm just leery. I don't know what to expect right now, the way it's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry to hear that you're still having these struggles.
Well, I told my daughter, I especially went out with her the day after therapy. I said, honey, I said, Mama's not going to therapy. She said, you don't sound good. I said, well, my blood pressure is 150 over 97. What do you think?
Wow.
I got a splitting headache. She says, I can tell. I said, well, I've been cooked something. I just want to call and let you know. I'm going to lay down. And I'm getting ready to go to the store, me and the old man is, and get ready for this weather we got coming.
Yeah.
Because it's going to hit us because we're right on the border of Carolina.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of Carolina, I did send you a property over there in Yanceyville. Are you familiar with that area?
Not really.
Well, did you have a chance to look at that, the property?
Not yet. I was just looking at them when you called because I had been in the shower.
Yeah, that one's really beautiful. It comes with half an acre lot, and it's a pretty nice place. It gives a shed as well. And I made sure that I looked around the street view. You know, this one's off like a couple dead end streets. I think you'll really like that one, but there's also a couple in Bassett that were at the
top.
Yeah,
well, I done looked at the ones at Bassett. And, honey, the one house that's got the land, I can look at it, and I can about tell you just by off the shadow of it and looking at the ceilings that I don't want it because it's got mold in it.
Well,
and I can probably go in there and show it to you, too. I'll go in there and look at it.
I don't want you having to do that one.
That's
the second property?
I'm not sure. They're both right there on the same road. One of them's got a good sized little lot to it. The other one is kind of sitting like ain't got a hold of no backyard. That one's had a real yard to it. It inside is nice, but I've got to have more yard room, and I got to try to satisfy him, too. Because that's what I was looking at that one in Glutton. Now he fell in love with that.
Oh, yeah?
Because of all the buildings, honey. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe all the crap we got at this house. Between the dirt bikes, motorcycles, the four-wheelers.
Oh, well, yeah, that might actually be really
yeah, and a whole garage full of tools to go with it.
Yeah, that one has, like, a shed and, like, a carport, like, two-car garage with electricity out on it.
Oh, yeah. He'd live out there. I'd never get him in the house. We got walkie-talkies. We got them when I started getting real bad so he could go outside and play. And when I needed him, all I had to do was holler for him on the walkie. And mine are rechargeable. I ain't got to worry about batteries.
Good.
Yeah,
I like that Gretna land. It's really, really cute. I mean, it's got an attached garage and
one for the
ATV. Well,
I like it. I like the way the land is, the buildings. Mm-hmm. Oh, he did, Hall Kevin.
Yeah, that would be very nice. And like I said, you know, this one's
if I can talk him into going to Gretna, it's going to be another thing, but that's my point. Take yourself back to the boonies where I come from.
Well, I mean, y'all wanted the space and the peace, and if he's got enough space to play, he might be in.
Well, that's what he would want. He would be happy, happy.
Yeah.
He could ride his four-wheelers and his dirt bikes, and he could play and tinker. And his brother might have to make a day trip to come see him, so with my kids, but, you know.
Yeah.
Because Gretchen doesn't get a little bad from here.
Right.
That much I do know.
Well, and that's kind of what I was saying, is I really widened our search just a little bit to find something.
Yeah, I've seen that. I don't think she is leaving West Virginia. I can tell you that now. I've had that experience. Don't need it again. Lived there before.
Yeah.
Don't want to go back.
Well,
for my daughter's real daddy. My baby daddy's from.
Okay.
So we don't want to go there.
So are you saying you don't want to go back to Gretna? Is that what it is?
No, Gretna's in Virginia. I said West Virginia.
Right. West Virginia. That I missed the West part. Okay.
Yeah.
I
you keep West Virginia. I don't want no part of West Virginia. I can do Virginia. I can do North Carolina. Well, I've been trying to talk him into moving to Tennessee, and I can't seem to get on that one either. So, you know, I lived up there, and I loved it.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, one of the houses in West Virginia is really nice. It just had a lot of updates. The land's probably not as perfect as that one in Gretna, but, I mean, if you like that Gretna one, I really thought that was perfect in your buy box.
Oh, yeah, I like it, and I think he would, too.
So that one in Yanceyville also is very similar to the one in Gretna.
Well, I'll have to look at it, and then I can let you know.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds to me like those two might be the top picks, but the one in North Carolina, it's got like a detached shed that has like its own air and stuff, it looks like. So, and a nice good bit of land, but probably a little bit less than the Gretna one, but it doesn't have a garage like the Gretna one does. But you take a look at them, Tammy, and call, and just call me back. Let me know which ones you really like. If you want me to reach out to a couple of the realtors, I would be happy to, okay?
Yeah, and then I'll get the car, I'll get my tires and my car next week. I guess me and him's going to take a couple road trips.
Good. Well, maybe you guys can go check out a couple of these houses on your road trip.
That's what I'm thinking.
Awesome.
I can get him to motivate. We going to ride, but I want to go. I got to get tires fit on my car. It's gonna wait until next week since Hurricane whatever she is, Betsy or whatever she's called, decided to grace us with a present. just waiting on the bottom to fall out over here. And I can imagine what the grocery stores look like when we get there.
Yeah. Well, you be careful out there today and stay safe during the storm, okay?
We will. Well, that's all. We're going to go before it. Okay, it's not supposed to hit here until about 4 o'clock. So I got time to get out and get back.
All right. Well, you be careful, okay, Tammy? And once you and the hubby talk, you give me a call back and let me know if you liked one, all right?
All right. I'll let you know what we're interested in, and maybe we can get something. You can get something set up for us to meet somebody, go look at something.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
I like to look at something before I decide for sure on something.
Yeah, I hear
I don't want to go through that same thing I went through with what you call it, the other one that works for you, your partner or whatever it is.
No worries. I'll be sure to keep him far away.
Well, that's the only thing that got me mad with him. Here I'm laying in here with COVID, and he's hollering, well, don't you want it or not? Well, I ain't even looked at it yet. Excuse me. I want to look at something before I make my decision.
I understand.
It's just like buying a car. You want to test drive it before you decide you want to buy it.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, we looked at this place right here. We're in right now several times before we decide to buy it. Because we've seen all the work that was facing us when we first come in here. If you could have pulled the pictures up from this place back in the 20, it was on Zillow. I say back in 2013, about the January, February, so we bought it and moved in July 4th of 2013. It would show you where the floors weren't in here and how bad the yard in the back looked and all that crap. You see that we got a field again. It's my brother and quite a few other people come over and help get all that crap down.
Wow.
And my husband has kept it down. Before, it was nothing but woods back there with weeds and everything else, and waiting on snakes to become my friend, and no thank you.
No thank you for me either.
He done killed one in the garage, and he said, we got nothing after us. Well, you keep her out there. I don't want her. But let me get off here, and let me look at what you're talking about, and then I'll talk to him. I got to get him woke back up. He done took a nap on me.
I took too long
in the shower, so he's in those off.
Hey, an afternoon nap is always good for the soul, right?
Yeah, he's up half the time because he's got that restless leg syndrome, so he don't sleep much at night. He's up and down most of the night.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's just one of the things around here. We just kind of make do with each, you know.
Well,
I sleep, he sleeps when he can.
You know, Tammy, one more thing, Alex just reminded me. My partner did want to come in and check out the property still. Are you guys going to be around this weekend, maybe Saturday?
I have something to do Saturday evening, if the weather allows.
I can try to set it up for the morning if that's better. Like, I know you get up kind of late, but, you know, like maybe 10, 10:30.
And what do you want to look at exactly?
This time, so, you know, we work with lenders to help us purchase the properties. We didn't get too good of a look at that back house. We were really wanting to get a look there.
Okay. All right. I see you Saturday about 11.
Okay. Yeah, I can let him know. And it's not Zach, the first guy you spoke to. This is my buddy Ryan. He helps us check out the properties and talks to the lenders. So he's going to be the one to help us get a little bit more money so we can put it in your pocket too.
Yeah. I think you'll know his time. There's work to be done. I mean, these are not brand new, nice little houses you see
right.
Like you do. These are more of the fixer up kind, you know. I've done quite a bit from 2013. But then when my health got like it did, and I had to wait to get disability, and I had to do this, and I was the only one working at the time, and he done had a stroke. And
right.
Dorothy had gotten mine all at the same time. And that was on Mother's Day. I mean,
right.
It has been a whole lot of things that have set me back even worrying about this house.
Tammy,
I
completely understand. And please know, it's our passion to, you know, find houses just like yours and put a little love in them. That is what we love to do.
Well, I just don't want people coming in here looking at what I have and putting me down. Or looking down on us and thinking, well, they some rough people, you know, or anything else. They're especially in that house next door because half that crap don't even belong to us.
Yeah.
It's my daughter's. It's
of
my
course.
Sister-in-law's. It's, you know, whoever needs something or to drop something at time. And guess what? We got an empty spare house, so guess what it ended up at?
Right. Absolutely.
And nobody ever came back and got it.
Funny how that works, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My daughter keeps telling me she's going to come get her damn big old chest thing, whatever it is, two-piece deal. I'm going to come get that. Do you sell, Mama? You better start moving your butt.
Well, rest assured, Tammy, that we value you very highly. We appreciate you even giving us the opportunity to look and considering allowing us to purchase your home. You know, you are our top priority in making you feel comfortable and helping you move on and achieving a life of just rest and ease and space for your husband. That's our number one goal.
Oh, I appreciate that. Gosh, I'm going to tell you, it ain't been easy. Especially when you've been one that's had a stroke.
Well, and then he had a surgery, so...
He changed a lot after he had a stroke, so...
Yeah.
I've had my hands full.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Well, let me get out here and check these out, and then I'll talk to him.
All right.
And let him know that you're coming Saturday. Well, who's coming Saturday? Ryan?
Yep, Ryan will be there.
That ain't that same boy, right?
Not that same boy. I promise you'll never have to talk to that boy again.
All right.
All right, Tammy, you have a good day. We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.